Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, didn't sleep well last night.
No. Well, how come?
It's full of adrenaline for some reason. Fucking couldn't get my head down. So I started watching people fighting on Twitter.
They can say farting.
I wish. That would have sent me right off to sleep.
Normally it doesn't.
It's all... no, yeah. Fart sounds.
Do you want to explain why you had adrenaline?
Oh, I had to sing on the radio. I didn't have to. I sang on the radio last night.
Can I say something?
Yeah?
I listened.
Oh, fuck off, David. Where's Mark?
Look at you looking through your finger.
I'm peeking through, yeah. I'm peeking through. You twat.
The peeker.
Right, well, this is going to be very tense.
I thought it was really good, and you had no reason to worry.
No, you just said, yeah.
No!
I knew you were going to say that.
Last night, what did I do? Anyway, I found the radio show.
How did you find it?
Don't be nosy.
Don't be nosy. Did you Google it by any chance?
Don't be nosy.
Sorry, yeah, I'm being nosy again. Apologies.
So I was listening, and Naomi went, "Is this Alfie?" Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Naomi listened as well. Brilliant.
Yeah, it is good. I don't know if she said, yeah, it is good, but she was like, is this Alfie? Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Thank you.
So did you think you were shit?
Yeah.
Did you?
I could fit, yeah. I can do better than that. It was just... I was just nervous.
Oh, prove it.
Well, okay, I'll prove it. You ready? Can you imagine? I just can't. Music is just... My friend Ben was telling me yesterday, because he does it as well, it's so... You have to be so earnest. And I just can't. I just hate myself. Yeah, I just can't do that.
I think it's impressive that you go past that and do it, though. Because it paralyses me.
I think it makes me a wanker.
No, it does, doesn't it?
I think it does.
I don't listen to you going, fucking wanker. I don't.
Do you not?
No, I haven't ever. I go, what do I think? I think he's allowing himself to do what he likes doing. I don't go, fucking twat.
Really? Because I would listen to me and go, what a twat.
No, you'd listen to me and go, what a twat.
No.
Yeah, you would.
How do you do it without not being earnest? Because unless you sing and go, and after every note go, ooh, eh?
It's just another day for you. Okay, if that song didn't exist and I was on BBC introducing you, and I'm going to fucking Google it, I won't tell David.
Yeah.
And I was going, it's just another day for you. You and me in paradise.
That bit I'd go wanker. Up until then, that was nice. And then you went dice. And I was like, nope, tosser.
Yeah, but I was getting swept up in the room.
Yes, but that's it. That's earnest. That's exactly what you can't do. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. I don't know. Oh, Jesus.
Hard, isn't it? When people look like it's just effortless. I don't look at Tom York and go, fucking rein it in, Tom.
No, I know.
But I didn't once think that listening. I was just listening to the song. I wasn't judging.
You weren't judging?
No, I wasn't judging. Oh, I wonder what's going on in his head, wanker. Like, who does that?
Oh, really? I do that.
What, with other people?
Yeah.
No.
When you see Bublé up there swinging the mic around.
Bublé? Like, no, he's in his element.
Yeah, he is. But then I think I get jealous because I'm like, why can't I be free? And then it makes me go, oh, he's twat.
Yeah.
It's too hard.
It is, isn't it? It's a lovely subject to talk about.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Hello.
Right, John.
There he is, speaking of gorgeous.
How are we?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. I've got my headphones in the wrong way around, so all the audio's messed up. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
You all right?
Hello. Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah? Wi-Fi is shite.
Wi-Fi is absolutely dreadful as usual.
There is, yeah.
Apparently, we've got to live with it.
I mean, try and do your daily tasks with this Wi-Fi, let alone record a pod with this Wi-Fi, so... I can't submit any assignments at home. I can't do anything. I have to submit it all externally because it's that bad.
Yeah, that is crap.
It won't be like this. It's only going to be like this for like the next 2 months and then I'm done.
That's nice. So next season.
Next season's big. Crystal clear.
Where are you going to be? You're going to be in London, aren't you? Are you going to be in London?
London?
Wherever the wind takes.
It's working at the Ritz.
Could be back at home. There's a few opportunities to be working at home.
What, in Exeter?
Yeah.
Such as?
Manager. Well, no. Not at Exeter City, but maybe at some local stations. We don't know. We'll see.
What, train stations?
Yeah.
Train stations.
Mark!
Hey.
Hello!
How are you alright?
You look crystal clear.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's put us all to shame massively. Yeah.
And younger than we last spoke as well.
Yeah, you do.
Don't. Feel a lot older.
Have you had something done?
No, I was looking at it. It's very expensive though.
Oh, really?
No, I wasn't.
What were you looking at?
I was.
Cheekbones.
That's mine. Water. Just drink water. Air up. That's the way.
You do. Is that the flavoured water?
Yeah, it's like the shit, really, but they sent me one. So.
Yeah.
We're not sponsored by them, are we?
Shit. No.
It does make me drink more water, to be fair.
Does it? Yeah. Well, you look astonishing off the back of it.
Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to be on. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, good. Thanks for coming on.
It's all right. What is it, just like 20 minutes, half an hour or something like that?
We normally do like 4 hours.
Oh, fuck that. I'm off. See ya.
We can do 10 minutes if you want.
No, I've just got a press conference reaction at 1:30, that's all. So you've got me till then, yeah.
I'm trying to think what to talk to you about, Mark. Probably should have
prepped something.
I'm good at making stuff up, so you want me to do the running order?
Oh, you got the press... what do I want to know?
I was watching you this morning, Mark, reacting to the Wolves game.
I was going
to
say, what? I did have the window open in the shower. What's going on here?
No. Well, I wish. God, that looked like you were going to have a heart attack.
Oh, the game this morning? Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I tell you what, I thought we played really well because I'm pro keeping the manager and, you know, I've sort of not stuck up for Rashford this week, but I have sort of, I thought the club handled it quite well. And last night I was, oh yes, vindication. And then that third goal went in and I thought, we're never going to score because he took all the good players off. And then that main new goal was just amazing. We got what we deserved, but it was, oh God. Yeah, it wasn't good. Yeah.
John, I did you see what I put on the My New Football Club Twitter?
Again? Yeah, I did. I actually didn't mind that. I didn't mind that. I saw the goal. I watched the last bit of the game.
Fucking amazing.
Some player in him, Mark, that main new.
Yeah, he is definitely. Yeah, he's what is he? Is he 18? I think now.
But, yeah.
I saw someone on social media say, actually, you know what? To buy a player like that now, if you look at what Chelsea do, it's going to cost you 100 million quid. So to have someone coming, I mean, we've always been big on the youth setup at United, but there's three players at the moment. Like there's Mainu, Garnacho, and Rasmus, who I just think three really exciting players. And you know,
there's a little man who came on at the end, up front.
Forson. Yeah,
I don't know him.
Yeah, I think he was on the tour a little bit. I mean, I was surprised he brought him on ahead of Ahmad, really, because he's meant to be like, you know, a player that's going to get game time. But no, he did. I think he got, I say it's an assist. He passed the ball to the guy, to Maino, and he did a worldie, didn't he? It's not really an assist. People going, he got an assist. I was like, he's got more assists than Anthony. I was like, yeah, I'm claiming an assist for that then, because it was like, yeah, I watched the game. That's an assist.
Quite openly public about this. If it wasn't for Man United, Exeter City wouldn't be around anymore. So I owe a great debt of gratitude to that football club.
My honest opinion is, I say this on my podcast as well to Will, I genuinely don't give a shit of anyone below sixth normally, but this season it's gone to ninth or wherever United are. But I'll play lip service to it. And Will's a Birmingham City fan, so he gets them in a lot. But I don't know what goes on below 12th, no. Really.
The Championship's shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey. It's not shit. It's shitter.
There's a purity to supporting a club outside the Premier League, and I do respect that. But I mean, I've got Solihull Moors down the road, and we do quite a bit with them, and I do like going down there, and I'd love them to get into the National League. It is enjoyable, but you're right. I mean, I was watching the FA Cup, and the gap's getting bigger between the Prem and the Championship now. You know, Sunderland home to Newcastle, and they get battered. It's like, whew, that was an eye opener. Mm.
Could you support another team?
Would no, I?
Just keep your eye on Exeter.
Oh, right, okay.
Not interested?
What league are they in?
You don't want to know.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so we play what? Guess what? I genuinely don't know. Shall I guess? So I reckon they're in League 2. Lower?
League 1.
No. It's like Bruce Forsyth. Higher than H. League 1, that's good. Port Vale, Robbie Williams. You've got him as your competition now, don't you? Yeah, Robbie Williams, isn't it? He's splashing the cash. He's a secret United fan as well.
Is he?
Yeah, he tries to pretend, but he is, definitely. I think he supports Port Vale first, but he's got a soft spot for Man United.
Everyone has a soft spot for Man United, don't they?
Do they?
I think a lot hate United. Depends what age you are, really.
Yeah.
Most of my mates hate United.
So. See, I was the same as you, Mark, supporting Man United. I didn't think about any of the teams below the top six. I had no idea. Like, and yeah, league teams.
Accrington Stanley.
I'm not having a go.
Yeah.
It's just I took a big leap, John.
Yeah, I commend you for that, but I still think you've got a lot of learning to do. A lot of learning to do. But we'll get there.
I loved the Newport County game last week, actually, though. You know, I love the fans stood on the scaffolding of the house. And I remember the FA, I mean, these two youngsters aren't going to have a clue now, but I remember the first game I really remember watching other than a United game was Coventry Spurs 87 FA Cup final. And then the following year, Coventry got knocked out by Sutton United on what looked like a cow field. It was crazy. It was like equivalent of Newport. So, yeah, the Premier League's amazing. It's really competitive and I really love it. But I do think it's creating a bit of a gulf between... even the Championship now, which is
I think you could get into Exeter.
Well, in the team?
Yeah, we probably all could. Starting 11.
Whoa. Right, that's... Where's this? No, we couldn't.
No, I think you could... I think you could grow fond. It takes 3.5 years.
It's nice to have a second team, though, if you've got a Premier League team. Yeah. I don't think... Yeah, you can't support... I know people who, like, support Man United and Brighton. I'm like, get out. What are you talking about? But I think you can definitely have an...
What's that, 8th and 10th?
Yeah, yeah. They're basically holding hands, aren't they?
That is mental. That is mental.
Yeah. Cool.
No, I mean, you can respect other teams in the Premier League, but I think you certainly can have a team in the, you know, outside the Prem. It's nice.
It is nice. It is nice. I mean, John, you are Exeter through and through, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, mine is... I did choose. My dad's a massive Exeter City fan, so since a kid, I mean, I was born on a day where Exeter City played, and I was, you know, like all these different things. He missed that. It's like one of the only games he's missed in like his entire life, which was for me to be born and my brother to be born. So yeah, I didn't really have a choice.
Mm. Yeah, it's. I think with Exeter, then I'll start keeping an eye on them now.
That is brilliant.
Because I used to, when I in a previous job, we used to be like be massive into Fantasy Premier League and we'd all do like accumulators at the weekend. And the great thing about that is, although I'd never win anything, it would always be like a Bayern Munich at home to the worst team in the league that had let me down. I'd actually get Exeter to win away against Hartlepool or something like that. But it really makes you take an interest in Soccer Saturday. Well, no one takes an interest in that anymore. It's rubbish, isn't it now? But you know what I mean? Like you keep an eye on... You do keep an eye on the lower leagues when you're doing accumulators. Yeah.
Do you?
Stuff.
Do you, Mark?
Well, I did used to, yeah. Just simply because I'd have an accumulator and you'd know that like Exeter have conceded the most goals at home this season or something like that. And so both teams to score as well, that's always good.
We had a shocking run this year. didn't we, John?
We did.
What was it?
16 games without a win, one draw in all of that.
Where are you in the league then?
14th.
Well, that's safety, isn't it?
Well, no, it's only 6 points off the relegation zone.
Mm, I'll take that back then. don't clip me up on that. Goldbridge sent Exeter were safe in February.
No. Can you go and watch Man United?
I can. Yeah, I haven't.
Isn't it a nightmare?
I haven't been for a long time. I mean, look, football's great, isn't it? You know, I actually probably get on with Liverpool and Arsenal fans, certain Liverpool and Arsenal fans, more than I do with certain United fans. But that was always a big eye opener to me, because before doing this world that I do, I just assumed that every United fan loved each other and got on. And then you put yourself out there doing content like this, and it's vile. Like there's some United fans who are very, very vile. I think I've been a few times, and you've sort of like stood there with the microphone, and someone who you don't even know is massive, has got their arm around you going, and you think, you're not doing that because you like me. You want me to say something so you can throw me in the canal, don't you? Or something like that. But so, yeah. But no, yeah. I mean, I can go. I haven't been for ages because...
But don't you get swamped?
I genuinely trying to think of the last time I went. Yeah, you do get a lot of people hanging around, but we don't do those fan cams anymore. So, you know, you can wear a snood and a hoodie and just...
What made you stop those?
I hated them. I absolutely hated them. I only did it because other people were doing it and they were doing quite well. It's probably one of the only things that I've ever really looked at and not been creative about, like, because the watch-along scenario, everyone does them now, but we sort of started that off with the score and the lineup, and everyone does it now. But the fan cam thing, I think, you know, Liverpool were doing it and Arsenal were doing it. I thought, well, let's give it a try.
Yeah.
I was sort of, somebody twisted my arm to do it and said they'd go and hold the camera and get the camera going. I was like, okay, let's give it a go. But I never liked it. I never liked it because the guy who was doing it would say, you can see people almost like a wrestler slapping themselves before they go live, and then they're on, they're like,
no.
Oh, get rid of him, because you know they've seen the Arsenal fan TV stuff and they're like, they just want that virality. And I detest all that now. Even last night, there's some people, like when United conceded, and you see the clips going on social media, and I'm very good at observing people, and I can see the little smile in their face, even though going, I can't believe it, you can see the face go, I can't believe it. Oh, it's a, you know, and you just, and I think, oh God, have we contributed to that? Because I've sort of moved away from that now. Although I do have the meltdowns, I'm trying, I'm like recovering something here. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to be positive about United. So I get loads of stick for, like, this week I did a video about Ten Hag letting Rashford back in. I looked at the comments for the first time in ages. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I think I'd have been deported. They were just like, you've changed. Player FC and all this, and I'm like, but I'm just trying to be positive.
It's crazy that.
Well, we had a bit of that, didn't we?
Yeah. I got accused of being overly critical and too supportive and it behind the manager too much. Quite a bit, actually.
It got a bit nasty around Christmas time.
Oh, it can, yeah.
Yeah, that should be the time of giving, not hating.
Exactly.
Unless you're lonely and sad, so. And then it's a bad time, isn't it? And people lash out.
Yeah.
My point.
Yeah.
It just happened. It just happened to coincide with our worst run in probably like 50 years or whatever it was. So it wasn't ideal. But then, like you said, when you start defending what people see as the indefendable, people think that you're just like, what do they say? I toe the party line and things like that. So it was quite...
Happy clappers.
Do you find you get a different on different socials? Because the YouTube audience of the United Stand say I'm on the Rashford payroll. But then Twitter say I'm the leader of the hate agenda against Rashford. And it's like, It's amazing how two different platforms have a completely different perception of it, because obviously YouTube, you're more in depth, you're live, it's like this. Whereas Twitter, you just put a tweet out, which can, you know, be taken in many different ways. But best not to read it.
Rashford replied to one of the United Stand's tweets, didn't he, like a couple of months ago?
Yeah, and that's where it all started to go wrong.
That's crazy, that.
Yeah, it was. I think we did a video which was something like, Rashford future in doubt, what next, something like that. And it was basically because he wasn't playing very well, Garnacho was coming through, so it's like, you know, what's his future role in the team? And he replied on Twitter saying, stop spreading malicious rumours. And we're like, you've not watched the video.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we were saying, oh, he's off to PSG or anything. It was literally a conversation about what's his future in this United team, because he's not playing well. And then you get all the fan people jumping on, going, yeah, tell him, you tell him. And we're like, actually, this is really good exposure because it's like,
yeah,
just you know, he's, we, so yeah, but yeah.
Do you have any relationship with the club? Do they ever get in contact?
Yeah, we do, because it's like United Stand's grown so big now. And I mean, the reach is so big. I think I can say it because they don't work at the club anymore, but there was a certain person who used to work at the club, and he hated it when I'd say, oh, it's more spin from the club. And I'd get a message from him going, there's no spin. So I'd start saying it on purpose just to see how long it would take him to message me. But yeah, there is a bit of a relationship because I think they see us as such a big audience now, even though it's a different media.
Can you believe what you've created?
Depends whether you see it as a positive or a negative.
Oh, it's a positive. You get more people in your streams than people that are at Old Trafford sometimes.
Yeah,
like, that's insane.
There is a negative, though, because I think, like anything, isn't it? I'm not saying I'm like that guy Oppenheimer, but I have started something that people take certain bits of and just use that. Like, I don't, you know, I do react because I care. I mean, I do say some things I wish I hadn't said. But then I do see a lot of people who sort of replicate it, but just take that personality. And I think, oh, God, what's that? That's not real. It's not sustainable. What I do like is the fact that there's so many people talking about football now. You might get a Norwich fan channel or a Swindon fan channel, or I'm trying to think of other areas of the world. Not be, let's go up north, you know, Sunderland or something like that. And I do like that. I do like the fact that mainstream is having to change and fans are getting a voice, because I think we have always been, you know, I used to like watching Match of the Day, but looking back, look, you know, Danny Murphy and people like that, they're so rubbish. They're so boring. Yeah. And I think I grew up on that. So I think for the youth today, they should be, you know, they've got so much to consume. They've got too much and so many different opinions. And I think it educates people on football because they see the crap and they see the good and they find what they like. Yeah. So I think there's more of a voice for fans now, which is good.
And yours is yours the biggest football channel?
United Stand is. And then we've also got That's Football, which is just rocketing as well, which is weird, which is like a general thing, which I really do enjoy.
Do you sleep, Mark? Do you sleep?
I try to. I'm trying to get 8 hours now in 2024. It's always been my biggest issue.
What your life's like. Like, how, when you say, oh, I'm going to watch a film tonight, I'm like, are you watching a film?
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah, I'm very selfish on stuff like that. Like, I will. I think you have to.
Are you thinking about, fucking hell, I've got this massive audience out there, I've got to do that tomorrow morning, shit.
I think I did in the first few years, but you've got to, like, it's like social media. I post and don't look at the replies. I put a video out and I very rarely go in the comments because it's dead time. And I used to spend so much time on it, and you'd read a good comment and a bad comment. And then, you know, Sunday morning would be the worst. We know when you have a bit of a line, and I'd go on Twitter and I'd read the replies, and I find myself in a really bad mood on a Sunday morning. And I'd be like, it's because I've been on there. So I think you've got to do your thing and then get out. And, like, yeah, I think it's really important to have a, you know, a night down the pub with the lads, or go and play a bit of five-a-side, or say, I'm watching a film tonight. Because those, if you don't do that, it's very consuming, yeah.
When did you realise you'd hit on something? When did you think, oh, this channel's growing?
It's always been really organic, so it's hard, really. I think, like, I've seen other people who stand out outside a ground and they go massively viral. Where are they now? And it's been really gradual for us. So I think there's been things that have happened where I've gone, like, I played at Old Trafford many years ago, but I thought, oh my God, I'm playing at Old Trafford. I got invited to play. And then it grows into things like the Sidemen thing and things like that. So it's been a nice gradual thing. So, yeah, I think there's been events along the way where I've gone, I can't believe I'm doing this sort of thing.
You've got to go. You've got the press conference at 1:30.
I've got a few more minutes if you want. Where are you going?
No, I'm absolutely desperate to play the anagram game with you.
Okay. Oh, God, what's this? How does this work?
That came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah.
That did, and I'm excited for it. This is revolutionary in content.
It's simple. It's getting good reports.
Good.
Five anagrams of footballers, famous footballers. And that's it.
Is this where the words are mixed up?
What's that?
Is this where it's a silly word or something like that?
Yeah. It's a great game.
Are we all in, David?
You're all in.
We're all in. Okay,
we're all in. Let me find the website.
I thought you made them up.
Fuck off.
Do you not make them up?
No, I've lost the website.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
That's not impressive.
That is not impressive at all. That's ruined the magic.
No, I didn't make him up.
Genuinely, last episode, I was like, these are amazing. How has he made these up?
Oh, no.
For fuck's sake. Jeez.
Ruined the illusion now.
Yeah.
I don't want to play.
Oh, don't you?
Yeah, I don't want to play.
I do. Of course I do. No, don't, mate.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Anagram one. Reserved grant. Reserved grant.
Is it? No. I was going to go then.
I just can't do it. No. I've never got one.
Reserved grant. Got a G in it. I'm not great at these. It's not my forte. Reserve grant. Is he still playing?
No. Ah. But he's a big name. I would say they're from the last 20 years.
Okay.
Huge name.
Huge name. Reserved grant.
I love this tension.
Oh, no, absolutely nothing is springing to mind at all. I've got a couple in the last one.
I'm trying to think of the V. Van der Sar.
There's no...
What?
Oh, I was going to say, there's
give
no
us
G
a clue.
That.
Come on, give us a clue.
Liverpool.
Oh, gee. Steven Gerrard.
Yeah, bang. 1 point.
Damn, there we go.
Anagram two.
Oh,
hi, Anne. Welcome.
Huh?
Hi, Anne. Welcome.
How are you spelling Anne?
A-N.
So, that's... I've never heard that spelling of that name.
Hi, Anne. Welcome. Anagram 2.
<It's> just...
Still playing? Last 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am welcome.
Yeah.
Hi, Anne. Welcome.
Someone got into contact last night. I said, I was shouting at the podcast, Sadio Mane.
Oh, I bet it's great, isn't it?
But, oh, yeah, there's people whose brains work these out really quick.
Yeah, mine just...
Morons.
I haven't even thought about it yet.
Well, I haven't. Give us a clue.
I'm getting a clue.
Like Liverpool.
Oh. I've written it down.
No.
Get that scribbled out, you little cheating.
Why can't I
little cheat?
Oh,
this is a brain game, mate.
It's a brain game.
I'll turn my sheet of paper over. How dare I try and win?
Okay, the clock's ticked down, and it was Michael Owen.
Oh.
Liverpool.
I said, is he still playing?
You said still playing.
Did I?
He's about 50.
Yes. I didn't say he's still playing, did I?
Yeah.
You did.
I would have definitely got that if you hadn't said that.
Okay.
These are impossible.
Ready?
Yeah.
Annoy, anagram three. Annoy, I, row. Isn't still playing, but a huge name.
Say that again.
Annoy, I, row.
Wayne Rooney.
Ooh, he's got it.
Oh, well done.
He's got it.
I just can't. Yeah,
I never would have got it. I was thinking Brazilian. It's got to be a short name.
Get in. Come on, the boys. Get
two
up.
Two more anagrams. Here we go.
I'm getting this one.
Okay. Dived Mac Bar. Dived MACKBAH.
David Beckham.
Got it.
Ooh.
That was great. That was really good. That was good, that.
Last anagram. Alfie's not in the running. I suppose you could draw.
I want to win.
Here we go. I reckon you'll get this. Final anagram. 1 point to Mark, 1 point to John.
I've got two.
Mark's got two.
Mark's got two.
He's got two.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay. John can draw.
Yeah. Final anagram five. Gravely line.
Gary Neville.
Gone. Bang. Wallop.
Yeah.
Super.
Well, a bit better than that, as I thought.
That was so quick. I didn't even count all the letters before he went Gary Neville.
I think I got into an era groove there because I felt like Steven Gerrard, David Beckham. Yeah, they were all sort of around that area, weren't they? Michael Owen.
Bit unfair as well. They're all like played for Man United or rivals of Man United. So, you know.
Well, who would you want?
No, get Exeter.
He wants Exeter players.
Yeah, Sam Nombe anagram.
Very niche that would be. Yeah, like there'll only be two people driving around Exeter going, "Oh, I got it straight away," and it won't be the people. It'll actually be their name.
Yeah, I think I'd still.
It's Sam Nombe. That's me.
They probably wouldn't know it, even if you give them their name, would they?
So you're doing a press conference now, Mark.
I'm reacting to it. Yeah, we do. It's Ten Hag's. It's Friday, so comes out about 1:30. So we just do a bit of a reaction to a react. I mean, that's the world, isn't it? I suppose. You know,
yeah.
It's a reaction to a reaction.
Do you like Eric?
I do. Yeah, I've been a bit.
I do.
Up and down this year. I think he makes some silly decisions, but when you look at the team that he picked last against Wolves, I think if he can get that team out and add to it, yeah. If he can't get that team out, he's screwed because we haven't got many good players who can play the way he wants to play, as we've seen this season. But no, I think you can't keep sacking managers, can you?
Are there some days, Mark, where you're like, I cannot be asked Man United?
Yeah. Yeah. I've said that to the wife a few times over the last few months where I've just sort of like gone, it's getting hard work, this is now. Because it's like, you need to see a light at the end of the tunnel. Every football fan needs to see that. And I'm sure people will be saying, oh, it must be really hard to support Man United. But I think when you're used to standards and it's the ownership and the team.
Well, what I mean is your routine of having to, you're just like, oh, I can't be asked to react to the bloody press conference. Or are you still sort of motivated by it?
I think I am. I have better days than others. I think you're right. Sometimes, you know, you are a little bit lacking motivation, but it's... You know, if I wasn't doing it, I'd be talking to my mates on WhatsApp about it anyway. So I sort of just say, watch the video, and then I don't have to talk to you for a few weeks.
One way. Well, have you got a go, Mark? Are you doing it 1:30? 1:30, sorry.
1:30, I probably should shoot off, yeah, that's all right. But it's been a pleasure. Well, it's flown by. Loved it.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
And just keep your eye on the Grecians.
I will now. I like to learn things. I do Mathler, I do Wordle, I've just done anagrams, and now I know about Exeter. This has been a big, it's been my best learning day of the at my age, you have to keep the brain learning things, otherwise you go the other way, don't you? You know, end up in a home and
you'll love them.
Yeah.
Mark, do you have any like football apps that you use to keep scores?
I'd use OneFootball because they sponsor us.
Go to Exeter City, smack the little notification. You'll love it.
Get the bell on.
Yeah. Get the bell on. Get the bells on.
I like it on a Saturday afternoon. There's normally a load of crap Premier League games, so I like to just sit and do a bit of work and have it there. And
yeah.
I used to watch soccer Saturday, but it fell off.
I'm realising it's impossible getting people into Exeter.
I just achieved it.
Okay.
I got Mark to switch the bell on.
Yeah.
So that's more than enough.
And I learned that they're in League One.
That's all you need to know.
You need to start a rivalry with Robbie Williams, you know, really start slagging him off on Twitter. And yeah, that's how you do it. Because you're in the same league. So if Solly Ullmore's ever getting into League Two, Salford are there. So I'm going to spark it up with Gary Neville again and just really get in his face and, you know.
Have you got a bit of a spicy relationship with Gary?
He doesn't like me. I don't mind him, but yeah, he doesn't like me.
Oh dear.
Never met, but, you know.
No.
That's the industry, isn't it?
Thank you, Mark.
No worries. Cheers, thanks for having me on, lads.
Speak to you.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Take care.
Cheers,
speak to you soon.
Mate.
Bye.
His backdrop looks incredible.
Yeah, I was literally saying that. I couldn't believe it. Like, I thought mine was all right, but...
Mine's... Yours is all right. Mine's fucking bleak. Looks like I'm in a mental asylum.
There you go. There's your difference.
At least you've got a shirt. I've got... All right. I'm moving it next month. This month.
Why don't you paint one wall red?
Oh, do not do that.
Because I... nor Ali or the landlord would...
Oh, my God.
I've got a green screen. Shall I put SJP behind me next time?
Yeah, do that. Do that. Please do that.
I thought Mark looked absolutely superb.
Now look at us. Fucking dog shit.
It's really making me question. Yes.
It's like, should we put some effort in into the visuals?
Fucking hell, look at this fucking thing.
He's unplugged his mic.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, for God's sake.
He can't go one episode without
Look
doing it.
Look at this. Welcome to my YouTube channel. fucking hell.
I suppose it has a charm to it.
We should get a studio, David, when we're back, when I'm back home.
Yeah, but then I'd have to travel.
No, we can have it near you. I'll travel to you.
Right, how am I getting there?
You could just join on Zoom still.
We'll have a big plasma. Yeah,
with me.
You
yeah.
Well, you said you're moving. Waiting. You didn't specify where you're moving to. You could be moving to Exeter.
Well, you're moving. No.
Yeah, I'm moving. Yeah, yeah.
I know where you're moving to. Just thought I'd say that.
Okay. Is it because I told you?
Nope. It's because a friend of yours told me.
Is it big news, or are you literally just moving?
It's literally 10 minutes down the road. I do not give a shit.
It is big news.
Why?
It's moving to a rival village.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a town. Yeah, I'm moving to a rival town. Which means fuck all. Because we don't fight each other. And I'm not from either town anyway.
Oh.
Might not mean a lot to you.
Right, means a lot to you, John.
Yeah,
why do you give a shit? You're only 5 hours away, mate.
Would you want to do it in a studio, John?
Yeah, that'd be unreal. How good would that be? I don't think you'd like it. I think you like the comfort of your home.
Oh, I love coming down here and then going back up. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would lose interest if there was a studio.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe I should just get myself a studio.
Unless Exeter sort of, you know...
Funded it.
Yeah, and like there's a car to pick me up and...
You can get pissed on the way here.
There's like food pissed and...
Christ, what? Who do you think
Pick me up. Oh, I want the same driver every week. A nice bantery driver.
Hello, Donald. Mr.
Indra. Yeah, but he does... And yeah, Mr. Indra. But then he speaks when spoken to. Because some days I might not fancy a chat. But he can read me.
How big time do we think we are? But you can't talk to the driver.
I'd like some honey-roasted cashews. We had a car pick us up once and he fell asleep on the motorway while he was driving us.
Shut
really?
Up.
Really?
We had to wake him up, but we were too polite to do it for like 10 seconds. It was pretty bad. Not all it's cracked up to be.
Too polite to wake the driver up who's in control of your life. Yeah, that sounds like a normal thing.
Jack looked at me and he had on his notes, I think he's fallen asleep. I was like, fucking wake him up then. Don't write it on your notes. How long's that taking you to type it out?
To end the pod, Alfie, can we go back to your music?
Oh.
So Alfie was on the radio last night, John.
He was, yeah, I heard him.
Oh, did for you? God's sake!
I heard him as well.
Yeah, some of my friends and Alfie's friends were playing FIFA and he may have been on the call with us. At least we tried to get him on the call.
I beg your pardon.
I'm so annoyed you did that.
Why?
What happened?
Why?
Explain what happened.
We were playing FIFA last night on a call, and
I don't know what that means on a call.
So we were playing FIFA, but to talk to each other, stop doing that.
No, I need that once an episode to bring my spirits up.
We were playing pro clubs, which is like a form of FIFA where you all control an individual player and come on. And we have me and Alfie's friends have a WhatsApp group, which we call on. And someone's like, "Oh, Alfie's on in 5 minutes. Let's put it on." In the end, it didn't come on while we were on, but we were trying to listen very, very hard.
Wow.
Thank you.
But from what I heard, you were brilliant.
Thanks, John.
It's genuinely, nice to be, mate. Why are you in the dumps about it?
I don't know. I don't know, because I've been through this, because I'm being earnest, John. I'm going, look at me, singing.
What does that mean? Oh, that's what that means. Okay.
Too serious.
I'm not listening to it going, he's thinking, look at me, singing.
No, I genuinely don't think that any time about you, Alfie, so you shouldn't ever worry about that. You're not a look at me kind of guy.
I'm definitely going forward, or it would be part of my...
Well, yeah, now, yeah. I should stop talking about it.
No,
really.
Genuinely, though, don't, you shouldn't feel like that. That is such an impressive thing to do, like, especially, you know...
I was scared.
Yeah,
really
it's hard
scared.
For you. You get very nervous at things like that, so you should be proud of yourself. Not you shouldn't think yourself, oh, everyone's thinking, look at me. Not
what
at all.
What was the setup? Where were you? In a studio?
Yeah, it was in like a, it was in a really cool room at the BBC, and then they bought like a, it was like a, people from a music college came and watched. So it was a little crowd. But it's, I wouldn't have been nervous if I'd had like a full band, but it was just, it was acoustic.
Naked.
So it's a little bit, yes, I felt like my.
Well, you said, I think you said between songs, I'm not used to not having auto tune.
Yeah.
Fact,
you can't have that live
you said,
anyway. Let's not directly quote me, because I actually at one point said something so unhelpful, because they were like, what do you have any advice to up and coming artists? And I said, if you're enjoying it, keep doing it, but if you're not, just sack it off.
That's fine.
Is that I thought that was a bit like...
Follow your nose.
Was that from you like on the spot, or did you know you're going to get asked that?
On the spot.
Okay, because as an on-the-spot answer, it's great. But if you've prepped that, then it's probably not fantastic.
Thanks, John. Should we play your interview the other day where you're trying to talk while they're fading you out?
Right, why are you coming at me with smoke? You've obviously had it... Right, let's do an Alfie intervention here.
Smoke? No smoke here, boy.
Oh, just pipe down then, yeah? Let's not get aggressive.
No, sorry, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Can I say something? One of my thoughts that I sort of mulled over while I was listening to you. Yeah. What's your song?
Feel the Floor?
When that started, I thought, he's got a hit here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
But I immediately thought, you know when you sort of hear something, you just go, well, that's just a thing. And you hear other songs and you go,
very nice.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Has that not
thank
had
you.
Any attention?
No, that actually has, luckily. That's the only song that I've had the rights bought for a record label.
What does that mean? Oh, pour it over my waist.
Well, I'm...
Waist?
I went from being not an independent... Your waist?
What a weird place to pour it over.
On the waist. Lovely.
What does that mean? I could do it 3 hours on this.
I went from being not independent to fully independent. So I left my management company.
You had a music management representation.
Correct.
Yes. Wow. Continue.
Thank you. And is that it? Okay. And I left them and got the rights back to that song, which I released with them.
I want to rewind a bit.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's go.
Getting represented by a...
Mike's gone again.
Stop muting your mic.
Getting
that's
represented.
Really...
How did that feel? Because that's someone going, I think you're good enough. I'm backing you.
Yeah, it's nice.
What was the song that got the representation, please?
It was... Do you know, it wasn't a song. it was my, basically my songs had started getting a lot more streams on Spotify.
How?
And my, I was friends with years ago, put one of my songs in the YouTube video and credited me on it. And I went from having less than 1,000 streams on the song after a year, and it was getting like 20,000 a day for it. Just it was just an algorithm thing. It was really lucky. And then, because I think it probably got like 1,000 streams in a day in contrast to like 2. So Spotify went, oh, people are listening to this, and then pushed it out a bit.
Oh.
yeah, so that then that happened. So then this, I released a couple more songs off the back of that, and the same, it just kept happening. I don't really know why, to be honest.
You're talented. You're money's very awful. Talented.
Is money really that awful?
Yeah, for streams. There's like, no money in it.
So if I wrote a song and it got 100,000 listens in a year, how much money would you make? Because that is a lot of listens.
I can probably tell you.
Oh.
If I go on my... Well, I can tell you...
Wow.
And bearing in mind, this is not me saying I've made this money because it splits a lot. So if I go to my bank here...
Oh, this is... Welcome to my new football club.
So I see breakdown by song. Right, so my song Sidelines.
Good tune, good tune.
290,348 streams.
Which is a lot.
It's okay.
That's a lot.
That's made $1,676.69.
So about 700 quid.
Yeah.
No, what percentage of musicians that have their stuff on Spotify have 250,000 listens? Must be tiny.
Yeah.
And you've made 700 quid from that.
And then, so it's, I can probably work it out in pounds, but I split that as well because I co-wrote it. And then you have to factor in the cost of getting the artwork done. All of this crap.
Well, not Tosser, but who did you co-write it with, and why did they demand?
No, it's not a demand. It's sort of just how it works. I co-wrote it with my friend. He listens to this actually. So my friend Adam. He's an artist as well called Waxworks. But we wrote it together.
Yeah,
and he produced it and stuff. So I pay him a bit of money, and then we split it. So really, I've probably just broken even on that.
Fucking hell. And that's 250,000 listens. I can't believe it.
Yeah. And then, so like a couple of my songs are like a million, and one's got 1.5 million, one's got about 1 million. Feel the Floor has about 1 million. But that money comes so infrequently.
Yeah.
That it's like, for me to actually like be like, oh, okay, I'll sack off everything and just do music, I'd have to tour constantly.
That was my next question. If you were to do a tour, how big would the venues be that you think you'd comfortably fill?
Probably like in not massive, like 300 cap, maybe.
And then you've got to have a band with you.
Yeah.
Pay the band.
Oh, yeah. So I've done a lot. That's why I rarely do festivals. So I lose money on them every single time.
It's nuts.
Because they don't pay you loads at festivals, and then you got to pay the band, pay for everyone to get up there, pay for yourself to get up there, stay up there. Music's shit. Unless you can get signed, which...
Who gets signed, though, these days? Who would...
I just don't. I've had chats, but I just don't want it, really.
And what would be the pros of getting signed, as in they'd push you out there more?
Well, you get an advance, so they'll go, here's...
How big's that?
Well, it depends. It really does depend. I generally don't know. They might go like, okay, we'll sign you for 2 years on an EP deal. Here's 100 grand.
And you have to make the EP out of that 100 grand?
Yeah, and pay for everything, and also... pay to live. And so it's like some people get really big deals and really big advances.
They still do.
I think the days of getting, you know, million-pound record deals, unless you're massive, is like you don't really get taken a chance on like that. So yeah, but then there's pressure that comes with that as well, because they'll give you this money and then they'll want to do it their way and all of that rubbish. So yeah, I'm happy at the minute because I do make a bit of profit from it, but it's not, you know, I wouldn't just do it.
How are you going to get a chateau in Italy like Sting?
Well, yeah, that's I'd probably have to throw everything into it and it wouldn't happen. Basically, it's too hard. But I'm happy at just my level, just, you know.
Yeah.
Which is still mightily impressive. Like they say, my level. But like you say, like David says, how many people have got more than a million streams on songs, but like not even a 0.01% of the world?
Oh, it's so interesting.
You make your money live, really.
And then it's just like a merry-go-round. It's just, I've got to do this every year.
Yeah, which I just don't want to do.
Which is what the stand-up circuit's like. Oh, if you do stand-up tours, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just not up for it. Especially like if, you know, like when I was younger, it's maybe the amount of success I have had, which is very, very minimal in terms of music, has come to me when I'm at a stage of life where I can't really, like if it had come to me when I was 18, you know, when I was 18, I moved to Manchester and just sofa surfed and I just can't do that now. So, yeah.
I don't know if I told you, I interviewed.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I interviewed him and, I think that he was early 30s now. And I said, what are you up to? He went, well, hopefully he's going to the studio soon. But, you know, half the band have got children now. So I'm just waiting for them to see when they're... I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's insane.
You reach that age where you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
How many people do you think pick career over family?
I don't know. I think people do, but it can't be...
not healthy.
I know some artists who I can would have to be bleeped out that have
not just artists, but like just people. Do you think more people pick career over family or family over career?
Yeah, but they've, you know, what's that? What's the point in that? You got to be happy.
Get the foundations right, John.
Yeah,
get the foundations right, son.
Find yourself a nice partner now.
Have an ordinary home life and an extraordinary career. Okay?
God, that's beautiful.
Thank you. You'll be walking down the street in a couple of weeks going, actually, I sniggered at that. There was something to that.
No, go on, say it again.
No.
I'm going to close my eyes. No, I really would like I need to hear that.
Well, I suggest you listen.
Okay, well, when people are talking on Zoom, someone else's voice gets lowered, so I was trying to listen. Go again.
I might put some music on.
Yeah, actually, please do. I'm going to listen to this back and close my eyes. Here we go.
Have an ordinary home life and an extraordinary career.
Yeah. You can open your eyes, John.
Was that actually it?
Did you fall asleep?
That was it.
I generally thought you'd frozen there.
I was trying to think about what that actually meant, and that I still don't like.
You were just talking about people who are all out of career.
Yeah, but that's what I'm scared I'm going to be like. But I think I'd rather have a really successful career than, I don't know.
Okay. Behind every successful man is a wonderful man and woman. Or woman.
Behind every. Are you talking? So that one has actually confused me a bit. Because are you saying behind? Am I a wonderful? Behind? Are you a successful man But you're also a wonderful man. Or are you saying the man is your partner?
Well, it just depends. Yeah, the man's your partner or the woman's your partner. Behind every successful man is a wonderful woman.
You need someone to come home to at night, John.
Yeah.
You'll have success.
Take your mind off you.
Yeah.
Take your mind off you.
How was your day?
Yeah, but you can have mates for that. You don't have to have a partner.
They'll be married, mate.
What are you worried about? Anymore.
Not worried about anything.
Getting hurt again. And that's the truth of it.
No,
and
it's
if
not.
You want to fucking get deep, mate, I'll get deep. Because it's getting hurt again.
It's not. It's absolutely not. I don't know what this man is waffling about.
Yes, you do. And you need to hear this. Nah, I've been thinking it for a while.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Getting a bit late now, guys. Okay. Lovely episode. Thanks for
let
being
them
here.
Go, John.
Yeah.
Set the birdie free.
Shut up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Be like
a stick in the river and let the water guide you wherever.
I don't understand what any of these analogies mean because I don't know what's being... I'm confused. I'm an independent man with...
a broken heart.
No, absolutely not true. Never had my heart broken, ever. No.
When you find the right person, you'll go, I understand that Mark Goldbridge episode was all about.
Fucking hell, I forgot he was on.
That is the biggest tangent we've ever been on. You're so right. I did forgot we had a guest on the... I just thought we were talking.
And we played the Instagram game.
And we lost
this
again.
Everything. This is the best pod of all time.
We've had some life advice, some not so good life advice, the anagram game, Mark Goldbridge, false accusations, the lot. It's been brilliant.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a relationship counsellor to come on when you're least expecting it and have a chat with you.
But I've never. But why? Why would I need that?
We all need it. Never stop learning.
Bring this relationship counsellor on. She's getting... She or he... Don't know why I assumed it would be a she. That's bad of me. She or he would get a zilch out of me. I'd sit there in silent. I wouldn't say a word.
And they would write that down and go, defensive? Can't open up? That boy has got some darkness in his soul.
I need
to clean it.
I'll take the fifth.
Okay, John.
Well... Cheers, everyone.
Also, someone said in the last episode, so I put a picture of the Spencer pod out, and someone said I had too many lip balms.
I thought they were claws.
Edward lip balm hands.
They were a Christmas present, so I've only used one so far. Not even the whole amount.
Can we make that a new character? Can we get a screenshot of that?
You can't grab hold of anything.
It's all right. Tries to touch someone and he gets lip balm all over them.
I hate it when people put any